Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Again, it is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week, and we are so glad that you have joined us. Steve Post in our Concord, North Carolina studios. Our girl from Mifflintown, from up at Lethal Chassis, Ashley Strummy alongside. Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Doing good, Steve. Mother Nature has dumped on us again this past weekend. We got some racing in, though. It waited till Sunday, thank goodness. But, I don't know. It's been crazy here.
Really has. It's been really, really crazy. And just the way things have fallen. You got into the track and got rained out early and sun's out at 9 o'clock. I mean, good Lord. It is a nightmare to operate a track. And then you throw social media in on it where everybody's an expert. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. You couldn't get me to promote a track if my life depended on it right now. It's tough business. It really is. Yeah. No doubt about it. Hey, I'll tell you what, over the course of this past weekend, Carson Macedo was so good to see his smiling face in victory lane. Ashley, this young man's been on quite a journey over the last month of his life.
Wow, ever since that big wreck at Knoxville Raceway, with a huge fire, he's that crash in turn four. It just, I don't know, gives me chills just talking about it. Anyhow, nine races since, he has been eight top 10, so really good, strong comeback for him. But unfortunately, there are two guys that are just kind of setting sail right at the moment, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Top 10s are nice. Top 10s are good. But when you're competing with David Gravel and Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws in 2023, which Carson Macedo was doing prior to that crash, top 10s are not going to do it. Well, Carson got on his high horse this weekend, and on Saturday night at Wilmot, picked up his fourth win of the season, 32nd of his career. I think I read, Ashley, he was 50 points behind, and I hate talking points. I'm not a points talker until after Knoxville, but he was 50 behind going into the weekend. He's 32 behind coming out of the weekend, so seems like he's made a little progress.
Yeah, those gains are big. I mean, we all can say that we don't watch points, but you know they all do. Maybe just they glance at it for a quick minute, but you know they're paying attention.
Yeah, I'm not big talking about it as far as the battle goes, but it does give a good indication of performance, that's for sure. And it was good to see Carson Macedo win and have a good weekend. We'll see how he fares now as we roll into a big, big time. Do need to mention this. We are recording this on Monday. When many of you watch it, it will be after the Eldora Million. So we are ignoring the Eldora Million, but we know it's happening, but we can't project who's going to win. So just the nature of what we do here, it is a big, big week. That is for sure. Speaking of big weeks, it is also the Howard Kading Classic out at Ocean Speedway. And when we come back, we will talk to Bud Kading. He joins us on the Sage Fruit Hotline. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for three action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Donnie Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's get right to it. The Sage Fruit Hotline joining us, looks like from the shop out in Campbell, California. Bud Kading joins us. Hello, Bud. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. How are things at Kading Performance rolling along? How's the how's the speed shop business these days?
Busy. It's been real busy. I don't know. There's not a whole lot of sign of recession, at least not in sprint car racing. People are still buying parts and still in a need for it yesterday. So it's been a busy you know, last two or three months here, and getting all these guys ready for this week for that Eldora Million. We're kind of quiet right now because everyone's there and settled, but it's a big time of year with Eldora, obviously at this time of year with the Kings Royal and all that, and then coming into the Knoxville Nationals really ramps up. And, you know, then obviously the winter, everyone's pretty prepared. Come September, they're already building stuff for next year. So it keeps us real busy over here.
With that being said, Bud, is there any like off season for your business? I mean, is there a slow time of year for you guys and what you do?
Knoxville kind of gets slow for us just because the guys are kind of isolated and got everything they need. And we do a lot of local business and guys are racing all the time around here. But I would say that December would kind of slow down a little bit, maybe the beginning of January, but then it really ramps up again there mid-January. And, you know, there's some small times of the year. I guess it'd be normal vacation times, 4th of July time kind of slows down and Memorial Day. So, and if it doesn't, we're not here. So it doesn't really matter.
The state of 410 sprint car racing. We're racing this week for $1 million. We're recording this before. Some of you will watch it after. So we don't know what happens there. We had $250,000 at Husetts. We had a guy win $80,000 at Skagit a couple weeks ago. But the state of 410 sprint car racing, kind of what's your take on it nationwide? Because you guys have your hands in a lot of it, that's for sure.
I would say it's pretty healthy. Just our local races out here. I was at Placerville here a few weeks ago and with a two-day show, and it was sold out both days. And the energy around the racing is really big. Obviously, the purses are increasing to an extent at a good part of the races. The bigger races are obviously paying a lot of money, like we got this weekend or like they had at Husetts. The Skagit purse is getting better and better every year, it seems like. Still, a lot of our local stuff are still racing for peanuts, but, you know, I guess, you know, it takes a village to try to get everything going. So I think there's a lot of push from what's going on with the high limit thing. I think people are seeing that. And not so much just the high limit, but the notoriety for sprint car racing with Kyle being involved to the extent that he is, I think is bringing a lot of popularity to the sport. And when I was racing sprint cars, everyone wanted to be, or when I was young racing, everyone was going to be the next Jeff Gordon or Tony Stewart. Now everyone wants to be the next Kyle Larson. So sprint car racing is, you know, very, very healthy right now because of him, in my opinion.
Speaking of that, the person and growing up to have inspired to be like one of these guys like Kyle, the competition side of things right now, I think is rather significant. What do you think that's created this buzz around how many solid drivers we currently have across the country?
I'd say 20 years ago or more, you know, there wasn't every car in the pits wasn't the same. Not every car in the pits was prepared to win the race. You know, there was a lot of guys there that were there to race, and there was a handful of guys there that you knew were going to win. Now, when you walk in the pit gate from the first trailer to the last trailer, I mean, everyone there is pretty significantly got the same stuff. You know, everything's pretty much the same. Everything's buy it off the shelf, where 20 or so years ago, they were all innovators, you know, creating where we're at today of making the sport better, making the cars lighter. You know, there was no weight rule at one point, and that caught on. So then they got the weight rule, and that, you know, so I think there's things like that why the competition's so tight is because, you know, essentially we're all really got the same stuff now.
Do you like that, or do you wish we still had some of that innovation, and how do you do that, I guess, is the next question.
As you know, there's no going back to any of it.
Exactly.
And I think that's the same thing in NASCAR, where you see, and a lot of it is the competition so tight. You know, with sprint car racing or any of it, you know, it used to be 3/10 off and you were 8th quick. Now you're, you know, 1/10 off and you're 3rd quick. You know, everything's just, I guess I'm probably saying it wrong, but everything's just really tight. You know, like the other night, I think there was 15 of us within 1/10 and a half or 2/10 of a second between 1st and 15th, where that used to be the difference between 1st and 6th. So that's tightened up, I think, in auto racing as a whole, everywhere. You know, competition's better. I wouldn't say it's easier to get money, but there's not a lot of poor people in racing, it doesn't seem like anymore. At least doesn't seem that way. You know what I mean? Everywhere you go, I mean, everything's got a carbon body, tie brakes, you know, new motors, a couple paid mechanics, feather lights or T&E trailer. I mean, it's an industry now where back in the day, you know, it was a hobby.
Everything in those trailers tells you to the precise amount of what you need or what you can get. But with that being said, last Friday at Ocean Speedway, you were the winner. So what set you apart from the rest of the field to pick up that win?
I'd have to say experience. I mean, there's a lot of youth in California, which I don't see a whole lot of that, just say in Pennsylvania. There's not a lot of 14 to 17 year old race car drivers out there yet. And that's most of our field out here now. It's there's a lot of youth out here, a lot of good guys, a lot of good racers. And I ran second for a good half of the race and just had to restart it toward the middle of the race there about lap 16. And Caden Steele from out here was leading, and he kind of moved up a bit early to get into the corner, and I just stayed low in the moisture and slid him getting into one. And I think that was just experience really is what got us ahead in that night. And then felt real good about it, and then ran eighth the next night. So we went from, drinking beer and having a good time, but we won a race, and the next night, scratching our heads again, so...
Oh, the joys of racing, that's for sure. No doubt about it. Hey, we need to step away. Hang in there, Bud, with us. Everyone else, stick around. More with Bud Kading coming up in just a moment. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for three action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the world of outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Donnie Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's go to the Sage Fruit Hotline back out to California. Bud Kading joins us. Bud, we talked a little bit about that win in the 360 on Friday night out at Ocean Speedway. Your 410 season, you talk about that eighth place finish. You've had a lot of top tens, a few top fives. Looking for that first win. What's going on with your 410 program, and what do you need to do to get up there to be smiling on the front stretch when we get done one of these nights?
Yeah, man, if I knew that, we'd had it handled several weeks ago. I don't know. We've been making changes and working at getting back on the top of the podium with that thing. We've been making a lot of headway, getting a lot more competitive with it. Then we thought we were getting in a good position, go to Skagit, and then miss the show up there. And that stung. So we had to come home and do some research, try to get our stuff back in the game. And then we won Friday night, and I think Saturday night we had a lot better car than eighth place there at Petaluma, but just kind of got into an incident at the start of the heat race and got spun out. So then, kind of moved our starting position toward the back. But, I don't know, working on it, trying to get better as a whole and as a team, making everything happen. And just all the things, you just got to put the whole night together, right? I mean, there's so many things that can happen. Just a little bit there that can put you behind. And as close as racing is right now, you can't be a little off anymore and salvage a top three. You got to be on the spot all the time.
Well, a big weekend coming up for the family this weekend with the Howard Kading Classic. Your stats at Ocean Speedway have been pretty phenomenal. Five starts, five top fives, one of them being a win. So are you pretty sure you're going to pull away with a win this weekend?
I mean, every time I get in the car, I think I'm gonna win, whether I'm starting first or last. I mean, that's I think why most of us do it. But it's tough, you know. I mean, we won the last time we were there, so we're feeling pretty good about our chances. And this event's been pretty good to me. I've won it, I think, two times with a wing on, and then won it. We had a non-wing race on Friday. We won that as well. So the race has always been pretty good to me. So I'm excited to get back out to it and. It's a lot of fun. We do a lot of work for it. We have a party Friday night after the races that's catered by High Five Pizza. My dad's got some friends from up in South Lake Tahoe, the Connor Party. It's a band up there that they come down, do live music on Friday night and early on Saturday for the luncheon. So it's a great time. It's picking up a lot of steam. I think when we first had this event, I think there was maybe 10 or 12 campers over in the campground, and now they don't even take reservations. It's first come, first serve now because the last couple of years it's been sold out. And that's, it's 75 spots or so over there. So it's been picking up steam. I wish we could pay, the $1 million purse, but we're working on making that bigger and better every year. I think right now we have a lot of racers. And I mean, I'm the guy that pulls it all together, but all the racers are really the people that support it. I mean, most of the teams, it's, most guys give us $500, but there's guys that give us up to $5,000 or $10,000 for the race. So we almost more than double the purse. I think right now we're $6,900 to win, no less than $800 to start. Working on trying to make it we're only a couple thousand bucks away, and I don't want to get to put the apple, the cart too far in front of the horse. But we're close to being 1,500 to start, which would be phenomenal for a race out here in California. I mean, that's more than it paid to start at Skagit and most of our big races out here. So, my opinion, I've won one of the biggest non-wing races in California several times, and I was leading the Western World down at Manzanita, paid 25 grand to win, and broke a front axle on the last lap. And I went from making $25,000 to making $1,200.
Wow.
So then I complained. I'm like, why? This thing should pay $2,500 to start and $12,500 to win. You know, split, give the back of the back guys more. And then we won the next year, and now I'm pissed off that it only paid 12 and a half, not 25. So I want, that's what's going to get the guys at the track is the start money. So I'm trying to work on making that better for the field.
What does it mean to you? This is the Howard Kadin Classic. Your grandfather, Howard, believe he had his 90th birthday, so he's still going. New bicycle. He's all set to go for the season. Of course, your dad, Brent, the icon, the Hall of Famer, if you will. What does it mean for you, Bud, to be able to put this race together in honor of your family, of your heritage, of your history?
When you're involved in it, I guess, like that, you don't really look at it like that.
Yeah, no, you don't.
When John Prentice from Ocean Speedway put this race together, firstly here, I guess 13 years ago, it was really just to honor my grandfather. You know, he's at the races, whether Tim or myself or my dad or my cousin were racing or not, he'd just be out there kind of hanging out with the fans. And everyone, loves him. You know, he hangs out with the mini stock guys when he goes out there, and he's got friends all across the pits. So it was really just to honor him, and now where it's gone and become such a, it's a pretty big event for somebody to win out here. A lot of the racers are gunning for it, and a lot of the team owners. And obviously, like I said, I was asked this before, I don't look at it like that. I just look at it as I'm putting this event together to honor my grandfather and trying to make the race better for the racer. And I've never really looked at it that way. So I don't know. It's just kind of tough to describe it. Yeah. But it means a lot to me when I have to talk on the front straightaway and he's standing there. And, I always get kind of choked up. He's getting ready to turn 91 this year. And, age gets all of us at some point. And, he's still out there on his bike cruising around and hanging out with his friends. And it's really cool to see. I hope I'm in that good of shape when I'm that old.
One real quick question before we get out of here. Your father, Brent, inducted into the West Coast Stock Car Motorsports Hall of Fame back in June at Sonoma Raceway. Inducted with this class, Kurt Busch, Matt Crafton, Kevin Harvick, Lynn St. James, and your dad. Dude, there got to be a lot of pride with that list.
It was really cool. And, we've been going down to that LA Coliseum race here the last 2 years. And, Ken Clapp had called me a couple days prior and had said that my dad was going to be getting into the Hall of Fame, but don't tell him yet. We're going to work on this and that. And so then we're down there in 89, 90, my dad had become friends with Dale Earnhardt. And he ran a cup race at Phoenix. He did it with Childress. Those guys helped him with engines. Well, we were at Richard's trailer and talking with Richard, and Richard goes, "Oh, hey, I heard you're getting into the West Coast Hall of Fame." And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess it is." So then Richard's like, "Well, I'd like, Kevin's getting in too. I'd like to be out there and see you and see it for you." And so Richard's, he kind of spoiled it for me to tell my dad, but it was very honored to have Richard say that to him. And so was he. And it was good to see them at the event, him and Danny Lawrence and a lot of them guys that are, I've known for a long time, and Danny's a good friend of mine, and it's good to catch up with him and see those people out at that.
Bud, it is always a pleasure to chat. Wish we had more time, but the clock on the wall says we got to get out of here. Wish you the best this weekend with the Kadin Classic and on throughout the balance of the season, but thanks for your time.
All right. Well, hopefully we can win a few more races. You have a reason for me to call you back.
There we go. We'll do that. We'll talk to you some Tuesday real soon. That's for sure. Thanks, Bud.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
You got a Bud Kadin joining us here on Wing Nation. Stay with us, more in just a moment. The Outlaws are headed back to the Pacific Northwest. Join us for 3 action-packed nights of racing August 31st, September 1st and 2nd at Skagit Speedway when the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars return for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals. Kickoff for the Sage Fruit Skagit Nationals begins Wednesday, August 30th with a pre-race party, live band, Sage Fruit Apple giveaways, and more. Then catch Johnny Schatz and the rest of the World of Outlaws as they take on Washington's best sprint car drivers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Details at SkagitSpeedway.com. Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Ashley Stremme and Steve Post here. And Ashley, always a thrill to talk to Bud Keating. Just one of my favorites. Went out there, spent some time at the Speed Shop. I did the HK Classic a few years ago. And man, I'll tell you what a stand-up guy. What a great family. What a good guy Bud is as well.
Yes, and it blows me away that Howard's going to be 91 years old in August and still pedals that bike on the front stretch. Absolutely incredible.
The night I was there, he jumped into that old super modified, and the next thing you know, he's doing donuts and sending clouds, and the place is going bonkers. So it is a great, great event. If you're on the West Coast, Ocean Speedway Watsonville on Saturday night is the NARC 410s. Friday night is their 360 program, so a great couple of nights of racing as well. Need to mention this also, the after-hours party, the Benevolent Fund, the NARC Benevolent Fund is the beneficiary of that. That is a great, great cause, great, great stuff, that's for sure. Ashley, real quick, we get a look back at last week, and I look at all the results. And here we go. Some of our regulars, okay? Mark Dobmeier won River Cities, AJ Flick won Lernerville, Brian Brown won Knoxville. Boy, there are times excellence just shines, and it seems like it's a weekly thing from some of those guys.
Yeah, I'm surprised you missed Macri at Port Royal.
That's about the only one we didn't have. Exactly. Yeah. That's about the only one we didn't have. Well, he took the weekend off. Anthony Macri took the weekend off, or he probably would have gone. I don't know. Devin Borden looked pretty good, that's for sure. So it is cool, that is for sure. But I say all of that to talk about Sunday night at Husick's, okay? A racer by the name of Christopher Thram picked up his career first 410 win. First 410 wins are special, and to do it at Husick's, man, I'll tell you what, special, special night for Christopher.
And not to mention, he passed Brooke Tatnell on the last, was it the last lap or coming to the, I don't even know, lap 14, I'm sorry. Yeah. But yes, a guy like that is kind of a huge deal. And I love that he said, quote, since I was a kid, I've been coming here. It's pretty cool. So you know that he watched Brooke growing up race there as well.
Yep, absolutely. So big thumbs up to Christopher Thram, Ryan Timms, and Jack Dover, your podium finishers up at Husick's. All right, we acknowledge this at the beginning. The million is over. Well, those of you in Canada watching on Rev, it's not over. This is where our scheduling kind of gets a little wonky. But one thing that is ready to happen is the 40th annual Kings Royal this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night. Ashley, only $175,000 to win on Saturday night. Man, after that million, that's a small change, peanuts, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No big deal, right? It'll just be interesting, right, Eldora? Especially, I want to say, this many races in a row consecutively with sprint cars. I'll be interested to see how the track changes over the week and if we see a repeat winner from this year or repeat winner from this race or if it's going to be a new guy standing in victory lane.
World of Outlaws have raced twice there this year. Rico Abreu and Logan Schuchart won. The All-Stars were there, part of Speed Week. Sam Hafercheap Jr. picked up the win. But Ashley, you talked about winning it all. Boy, last year they had the historical big one in the Kings Royal, and Brett Marks won it all. Man, if one driver gets hot this week, batten down the hatches, and someone's going to fill a bank up.
Right, but there's still good company. Tyler Courtney won it in 2021, Kyle Larson in 2020, Brad Sweet, Donnie Schatz. I mean, we can keep going if you want.
Really is a fantastic week of racing up there at Eldora Speedway. And Jerry Gappens and the group up there have got the red carpet all ready. So I'll tell you, it is going to be good stuff up at Eldora. Ashley, there's just something special about walking into Eldora. There really is. It's a magical place, no doubt.
Yes, the vibe is incredible.
The vibe is incredible. That is for sure. The vibe is incredible at Eldora. The vibe will be good at Ocean Speedway. And we appreciate Bud Keating again joining us here on Wing Nation as we roll along. But more important than all of that, and we say it every week, we sincerely mean it, we thank you sincerely for joining us this time here on Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.